Welcome to New Hope Ministries. New Hope Ministries is a part of New Hope Community Church in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. Please listen or subscribe by going to newhopecommunitychurch.podomatic.com or listen to us on iTunes. Now here's Pastor Michael with this week's message in the book of Hosea, The Price of Your Spouse. The title of the message today is The Price of Your Spouse. Years ago, there was a wrestler known as the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase. His catch slogan was, "Everybody's got a price." What is your price? What is your price to leave a marriage? Is it new experiences or adventure? Maybe a new group of people you connected with. Is it alcohol or drugs or some other pleasure you're filling your desires with? Maybe it's someone new that you connected yourself to. Maybe you try with all your might to do things to please people, that when you please them, there's a satisfaction you get out of doing stuff and thriving off their praises. Even today, people believe they work for God, that they're good for Him, and that they can earn heaven. Does everyone have a price? There's a guy for years that was an old friend of my wife's from college. He would pop up every once in a while and offer her money to leave me. He has a lot of money and is very successful, but he believes there's a price on marriage. He's offered her a price on occasions when we struggled financially. Does everyone have a price? Do you have a price? Will you take it to leave your spouse and follow it? Because Gomer had a price. All the commodities of the day that people traded and used. She traded her marriage for stuff that she could get from people as she slept around with them. God is going to say to Hosea now, go back and buy your wife. Bring your wife back to your home. She is broken and tired of the world like the prodigal son and is ready to see clearly. God answered his prayers in verses 6 through 7 of chapter 2. She can't even make money as a prostitute anymore. She was sold on the slave market. She had been beaten, battered, and destroyed. Remember Hosea chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. Therefore, I will block her path with thorn bushes. I will wall her in so that she cannot find her way. She will chase after her lovers, but not catch them. She will look for them, but not find them. Then she will say, I will go back to my husband as at first, for then I was better off than now. When you sell out on marriage, you sell your soul to the world and to the things that are in it, you will always end up in the slave market, a slave to whatever you decided to sell yourself to. No man wanted Gomer anymore. She was what we used to call before I was saved, damaged goods. She was so damaged that no one even wanted her as a hooker. I can't imagine what that poor child must have felt. What brokenness and self-esteem issues that she faced. To not even be wanted for a trick. It breaks my heart when I read this. You know, this was somebody's daughter. This was someone's child. And sadly, this was Hosea's husband as his heart was breaking. It broke my heart that she left in the first place. She left her husband thinking there was so much more than what she had with him and with their marriage under God. She was ruined and God allowed it, but the other part was Hosea was ruined too. He watched his wife do this. He saw her act the way she did. The betrayals, the exit from her covenant, the partying, the wine, the sleeping around, the late nights out, the brokenness of watching his wife go through all of that. That is the heart of God. Because we whore ourselves out to the world. We prostitute ourselves and connect to things that we shouldn't. As Gomer left her husband high and dry, Israel left God to pursue their own pleasures and what they wanted. Their lives focused on themselves, a selfish, empty pursuit. Then today, people skip prayer because they're too busy. They can read a smut novel but not open the Word of God and read one paragraph of His Word. They can't, out of their 168-hour week, spend one of those hours in a church worshiping with His people like it says we are to do in His Word. Then, like some, Gomer, they do go to church, but they refuse to listen, and the rest of the week they're involved in drunkenness or sinful pleasures, leaving their commitment to Him to pursue what they believe will make them happy. You see, I remember 20 years ago, I came to God, all battered and messed up, leaving an adulterous relationship, full of myself and what I wanted, to learn there was a God who sent His Son to die for me, so I could be with Him. That He looked at me with a love a groom would at their bride. He had an intimate want and a jealousy through His Holy Spirit to be with me. That He was committed to saving me, to chasing after me, and giving me every chance to say yes to Him. I was a Gomer. I was all beat up. No one would want me. And He did. If you're running away from your marriage for the wrong reasons, I pray that what Hosea prayed for you today, I pray you won't escape God, that you won't escape His covenant promise, that God will change you and your spouse, that healing will be brought in your situation, that whatever you are chasing after, He will block with thorn bushes, that it will sting to get those things, that He will wall up whatever is holding you back from your spouse, that you will not find your way or catch what you're chasing after, that you will realize you are better off in your marriage, that whatever you're running away from, if it is of God, He will direct your understanding. That if you're running away for ungodly reasons on your spouse's end, that they will be healed as well. Because God doesn't give up on us. It is extremely easy to get saved and become His. It is utterly difficult to run away from Him and break off that relationship. I pray the same for you, your physical marriages as well. The Lord said to me, "Go show your love to your wife again. Though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress, love her as the Lord loves the Israelites, though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes." Now think about it. Hosea came to her. He took her out of that unspiritual lifestyle. He loved her despite what others would see. He had children with her and raised a family. He desired to have a life and a family with her. Then she went off to do whatever she wanted. Their children watching her out in the world. maybe even going to her before bed and saying, "Mommy, when will you be coming home? Don't you love us anymore? Don't you love Daddy anymore? Daddy is so sad." How many people tried to talk Hosea into just divorcing her? She was out all hours of the night doing whatever, and he would be better off. That she was focused on herself and nothing and could care less about their marriage, children, and their family. Just let her go. Let her be alone if that's what she wants. Allow her to taste all of that physical mess. Why would you take her back after everyone has taken her and thrown her away? Then the question comes up from all of this. You see, how can a holy and perfect God, filled with perfect love and sinless in all his ways, show love and forgiveness toward a nation that was whoring itself to false gods and sinful garbage? They turned away from him and could care less. He was not sufficient and would rather indulge in the flesh and what the world offers, pleasure and worldly things. How many times is it hidden and covered up? Yet God will hedge the way with thorns. He will take what he had given up, what they had given up on him, for to be sold on the slave market. Remember Hosea chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. The Lord said to me, "Go show your love to your wife again. Though she is loved by another man and is an adulteress, love her as the Lord loves the Israelites. Though they turn to other gods and love the sacred raisin cakes." That's actually verse 1 of Hosea chapter 1. "But Lord, she broke my heart. She betrayed me. She destroyed my trust. She cheated on me. She gave me headaches and prostituted herself to everyone and everything else in this world." Then God saying, "Go and buy her back to your own again, according to the love of the Lord." Verse 2. "So I bought her for 15 shekels of silver and about a homer and a lethek of barley." You see, the first time, married her. Now the second time, I bought her. The price of a slave gored by an ox was 30 pieces of silver. He bought her for 15 shekels of silver. No one else wanted her. Come home, wife. He paid for her. Verse 3. "Then I told her, 'You're to live with me many days. You must not be a prostitute or be intimate with any man, and I will behave the same way toward you. No more affairs, no more adultery, no more emotional or physical affairs, no more unhealthy emotional and spiritual attachments. Come home. Stop. Come home. And if you treat me this way, I will treat you the same way.'" Now to Israel, verse 4. "For the Israelites will live many days without king or prince, without sacrifice or sacred stones, without ephod or household gods." See, that's where Israel is now. They had no king, no prince, no religious system, no more false gods. Verse 5. "Afterward, the Israelites will return and seek the Lord their God and David their king. They will come trembling to the Lord and to his blessings in the last days. Son of David, the future Messiah, the central part of Hosea's message is that they will return. 22 times in his book, he says that they will return. It reminds me of a woman years ago that was caught up in adultery. She was brought to Jesus and they wanted to stone her to death. Though she was alone, and the Bible said in Leviticus chapter 20, verse 10, that the man and the woman were both to be stoned. They asked Jesus what to do, and he said, "He who is without sin, the first stone." They dropped the stones and left, and Jesus said to them, said to the woman, "Where are your accusers?" And she said, "They're not here." And he said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more." You see, this is beautiful. There's a lot of things that you can learn in this lesson today. The first thing is that if you're going to leave your relationship to go get connected with something else that's not of God, it'll destroy you. You know, the temporary things of this world that we think that we're going to connect with and that they're going to bring us joy or happiness, no matter what it is, if we connect with them, they're just going to give us some temporary, instantaneous pleasures. You know, I found that out so many years ago that whenever I drank, I felt good for maybe a little while, but then I had a headache for a long time. And praise God, I never got caught up in alcoholism, but I watched so many of my friends who were caught up in drugs and alcohol, and I watched as they were destroyed by it. I've watched marriages destroyed by pornography. I've watched marriages get destroyed by someone making a mistake and just saying, "I want to be with this other person." And then destroying the marriage and then coming back and saying, "I can't believe what I just did. I can't believe that I actually did that." See, if we connect ourselves to the physical things of this world, and especially if we leave our marriages for it. You know, but as a Hosea, we need to look at our spouse and pray for our spouse and pray that they will come back. Pray that God would heal them and heal us. You know, as we're betrayed and as we're hurt. Pray for our spouse that as they're out in the world, that God would protect them and keep them safe, that he would try to watch over the marriage until they come back. And adultery is not the unpardonable sin. It is forgivable. And the Bible does say that we can divorce our spouse due to adultery, but we don't have to. But then there's that betrayal, and that's such a difficult thing to be betrayed. But then we have to look back and look at God and remember what God did for us when we were prostituting ourselves in sin in the world. We were whoring ourselves out to the world, yet God loved us and he reached out to us. And the Bible says that when he saves us, he makes us like a chaste virgin again. So clean. Clean and pure as white as snow through the blood of his son. It's a beautiful thing. So if your marriage is having issues right now, I would love to pray for you. Lord, I lift up each and every person who's listening today, who's struggling in their marriage. Lord, I know you love marriage, that you created marriage. It also says in your word you hate divorce. So Lord, I pray, Father, for every spouse who's dealing with a difficulty in their marriage today. I ask, Lord, that you would heal their wives, their husbands, with what they are going through and what's happening, Lord. That you would help them, Lord, with those things. Father, if their spouse is wandering, if their spouse is seeking after their own pleasures and their own worldly desires, Lord, I pray again, Hosea chapter 2, verses 6 through 7. I ask, Lord, that you would place thorn bushes up, that you would block their way. And Lord, just like Gomer, that they would become unfulfilled in the things that they're seeking after. And that, Lord, they would come back to their husband or wife. That it would work out. Lord, there was a couple that I talked to this week. And I'm thankful that I saw the husband and got to meet the husband finally. And Lord, I just lift that couple up to you, Lord, and I pray, Lord, that you would help them to resolve their marriage. Lord, the husband is selfish and he's got his own agenda and what he wants to do, just sort of like Gomer, Lord. Pray, Lord, that you would just move in his heart, that you would help him, Lord, that you would be with him today. And throughout this process, Lord, that you would help him to realize to be selfless. And Lord, if they both don't know you, I don't know if they know you or not, Lord, that you would bring them to the knowledge of salvation, to understand that God is the institute of marriage, and that you would help them. And Father, in that, Lord, I give you praise. I give you thanks for what you're going to do in all of our struggles today. And Lord, thank you that you love us despite the messes that we are. And Father, in that, I give you the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen. If you enjoyed this message today, then please visit and subscribe by visiting newhopecommunitychurch.podomatic.com or listen to us on iTunes. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day. And don't forget, there's always new hope in Jesus. God bless you.